To whom are you responsible? An oral response to the proposed high-speed rail link between Borås and Göteborg. To whom are you responsible? To answer to be accountable, to respond. Let us consider a distribution of consequences, of silence, cultural heritage, and notions of untouched nature. Accountability, balance. How to balance accountability versus responsibility. To keep our accounts in order. Log on.
I artportalen rapporterade rödlistade arter år 2000-2020.
Starkt hotad, sårbar, närhotad. Stark, hotad, starkt hotad, sårbar. Nära hotad.
Källväxter, mossipa, ask, slottergubbe och synrot.
Mossor, skogstrampmossa.
Lavar, brunpudrad nål. Lav och almlav.
Svampar, dofttaggssvamp.
Ryggradslösa djur. Humlerort, fjäril, ängsmetallvinge, sexfläckig bastradsvärv. Mare, flodpärlsmussla.
Fåglar, skedand, bläsand, krikska, smålom, vitstork, rödrom, kungsörn, duvhök.
Blåkärrhök, havsörn, fjällvråk, tofsvippa, storspov. Brushane, drillsnäppa, skrattmås, fiskmås, havstrut, gråtrut, lappuggla, tornseglare, kungsfiskare, mindre hackspett, spillkråka, stenfalk, pilgrimsfalk, gråkråka, Enita, Taltita, Backslava, Husvala, Grönsångare, Darre, Björktrast, Rödvingestrast, Svartvit flugsnappare, Svartrödskett, Buskskvätta, rödstrupig piperlycka, tallbit, grönfink, vinterhäpling, gulsparv, sävsparv.
Prioriterade arter med häckning i de nordliga korridorerna.
Smålom, fiskljus, pilgrimsfalk, tjäder, orre, trana, nattskära, tornseglare, göttytta, spillkråka, mindre hackspett, brunsksvätta. Taltita, törnskötta, stare, mindre korsnäpp.
The requirements for protection of wild birds can be misunderstood. In 1979, the EU countries decided to introduce special rules for the protection of birds, the Birds Directive, Directive 79/409/EEC. The Birds Directive concerns a total of 200 bird species occurring in the member states. 66 of them are in Sweden. Each member state must take certain measures that are necessary to maintain viable populations of bird species. There are 57 red-listed species reported in the Gävleborg area. Of these, 45 are red-listed bird species, of which 20 are nesting. How can we work, produce, and provide amidst the disorientation and distress in human-damaged environments? Is a bird in the hand worth two in the bush? Noise. Who decides what is disturbance? To businesses? To people? To animals? When the business is in the disturbance. Noise travels much further than 300 metres. Today we in Gävleborg are spoiled with a quiet environment. The sounds emitted from the train will travel a few kilometres each way. Those most impacted will be those situated within 500 to 1,000 metres of the proposed line.
Gökotta. Gökotta. Gökotta.
Gökotta. Kotta. To get up really early. Rising at dawn to listen to bird song. The first time I experienced this in Getabo, it felt like a riot or a rave was erupting deep within the forest. The dawn chorus is predominantly birds calling in the early morning to defend their breeding territory, attract a mate, or to call to others in their social group. In the cool, still air of the early morning, sound travels more clearly. Monkeys and apes use their position in the tops of trees and the cool still air to make themselves heard 20 times further than at later times in the day. Birds respond to recorded song with responsive or competing calls. Ten 10,000 species strong, their voices and styles are as diverse as they are delightful. Some species learn their songs just as we humans learn to speak, but others seem to leave nothing to chance, encoding the details of their songs in their DNA. Of those that learn, some do so only in early life, some throughout life, some from their fathers, some from eventual neighbours, some only from their own kind, some mimicking other species as well. Some birds have thousands of different songs, some only one, and some even none. Common swift. They often form screaming parties during summer evenings, when 10 to 20 swifts will gather in flight around their nesting area, calling out and being answered by nesting swifts. Larger screaming parties are formed at higher altitudes, especially late in the breeding season. Attention. Reorienting our attention to multiple temporal patterns and rhythms. I recall once myself and a big bee were peacefully respecting each other's personal space until I used my electric toothbrush. A possible way to chat with bees. Freshwater pearl. The freshwater pearl mussel is a species displaying signs of negligible senescence. Negligible senescence is a term to denote organisms that do not exhibit evidence of biological aging, for example continuous growth, long maximal lifespan, and the ability to reproduce during its entire life. The freshwater pearl can live up to be 250 years old. Imagining degrowth. A new high-speed railway creates opportunities for faster train journeys, smoother commuting, and increased accessibility to and from Lambeth Airport. We are raised on dreams of modernisation and progress. Is a high-speed railway in itself positive and desirable? The railway investment is an important part of making the transport sector climate neutral, and the railway network can be expanded in various ways, depending on economic conditions. Is it subversive to resist the one-way future consisting only of growth? What is an environmental risk? For who? When? How is this risk calculated? Environmental and economic complexity. Connections and disconnections. Openings and divisions. Barriers. Encroachments upon the landscape and nature. All of our thinking and acting is environmental. To consider degrowth, dialogue, progress, and becoming. Progress and power are stories we tell ourselves. We can begin to tell different stories if we choose. White stalk. A white stalk's droppings containing feces and uric acid are sometimes directed onto its own legs, making them appear white. The resulting evaporation provides cooling and is termed urohidrosis. Birds that have been ringed can sometimes be affected by the accumulation of droppings around the ring, leading to constriction and leg trauma. The white stork has also been noted for tool use by squeezing moss in the beak to drip water into the mouths of its chicks. Dialogue and perspectives. If truth is singular, can a dialogue be possible? The developing of questions over fixed positions. A realization that truth is mobile. Eurasian curlew. The Eurasian curlew is one of the largest waders of the world and the largest in Europe. This migratory species is highly gregarious outside the breeding season. Its distinctive long, down-curved bill allows the bird to probe deeply into the wet soils of its favourite habitats. Its evocative call is a loud curlew, giving the species its name. journey. In my experience, if the journey is big enough, the slightly detached condition of riding public transport and looking out of the window can encourage associations of ideas or recollections. The journey does not always need to lead to any significant discovery.